We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, noble viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista and channel 44 on Villavisión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, kilometro 5.5 La Celera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingahuatzu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingahuatzu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Mamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CXAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel 26 on Alha Tengger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Swatir, Zaling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhol Province, channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Alha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Hotuth on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurukhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sangshan City in Dorongov Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company. And in Mandalgov City, Channel 12 on Khorod Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjiao Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Qialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuanchang Township on Beikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Timor-Leste citizens express appreciation for the help of Cuban physicians. In medical news, an American brain health expert has found that people in their 80s and 90s have a profound ability to think creatively. In animal news, Alice, a sensitive canine in New Zealand, helps her caregivers find an injured man. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 8th, is the birthday of peace and environmental advocate and the 7th Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Kofi Annan. Born in 1938 in Kumasi, Ghana, Mr. Annan served as the UN Secretary General from 1997 to 2006 for his outstanding work in international relations and human rights. During his term, he and the United Nations shared the Nobel Peace Prize in 2001. Mr. Annan is currently the chairman of the Kofi Annan Foundation, which focuses on global leadership, mediation, and conflict resolution and partnerships. He is also chairman of the Africa Progress Panel, the Alliance for Green Revolution in Africa, and is president of the Global Humanitarian Forum and more. In addition, Mr. Annan is the inspiration behind the Tick Tick Tick Time for Climate Justice campaign to increase public awareness and encourage leaders to halt global warming. Our heartfelt gratitude, Mr. Kofi Annan, for all of your praiseworthy efforts to bring about a better world. May you be graced with a very happy birthday with loved ones.
Fatal rains wreak havoc in Rio de Janeiro. As the heaviest rain in decades swept the Brazilian state of Rio de Janeiro and surrounding areas on Tuesday, April 6th, a record-setting 288 millimeters of rain fell in just 24 hours. With effects that were amplified by a high tide, firefighters reported that flooding and mudslides thus far have claimed the lives of at least 102 people, with another 93 injured.
While 8 emergency personnel also sustained injuries on duty, rescue efforts following over 180 mudslides have been successful in freeing some 300 people. Many neighbourhoods in northern and southern Rio de Janeiro were rendered isolated and without electricity, with officials warning people to stay home. Rio de Janeiro Mayor Eduardo Paes stated, "All the most important streets in the city have been affected by flooding. It poses a tremendous risk to anyone who tries to cross these floodwaters.
Upon hearing of this devastating situation, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please go if possible to help the most desperate, including the elderly and orphaned without caregivers. Conveying her deep sorrow and prayers, she said that financial aid is available as needed.
Honourable Mayor Pais, Brazilian officials, firefighters and all other personnel, we appreciate your timely efforts to ensure the safety of the storm-stricken people. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt support to the vulnerable. As we send our sympathies for the lives lost, we pray for the smooth recuperation of the injured and disaster afflicted, and that all people are spared such devastating circumstances as humanity's greater kindness restores the ecosphere.
Quake in Indonesia causes tsunami alert as Mexico is jolted by hundreds of aftershocks. At least 22 people were reported injured after a 7.7 magnitude quake triggered panic among residents of Indonesia's northwestern Sumatra on Wednesday, April 7th. The tremor, which occurred at 5:15 a.m., created power blackouts and an initial tsunami warning as tremors were felt throughout northern Indonesia and Malaysia. Most injuries occurred from falling bricks as approximately 200 buildings sustained light damage. Meanwhile, in Mexico's Baja state, over 500 aftershocks have occurred since the 7.2 magnitude earthquake on Sunday, April 4th. Many tremors measured higher than 4.0 and were felt most acutely in the cities near the shared border of Mexico and the United States. Although a source of distress, these tremors have fortunately not generated further injury or serious damage. We are glad to know of the general safety of the Indonesian and Mexican residents as we pray for everyone's rapid and full recovery and that such distressing events are eased through our more caring stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Drought-hit West Africa receives increased aid. On Tuesday, April 6, the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, announced the allocation of an additional $22 million US dollars to benefit approximately 100,000 people in northern Mali and northwestern Niger. This nearly triples the charitable organization's previous donations for 2010 and is intended to help the African nations cope with prolonged severe drought as well as restricted movement due to civil conflict. About 8 million in Niger, or half the country's population, have been affected, while in Mali, over 250,000 have experienced food shortage. The current aid ensures the distribution of food rations for 85,000 people over the next 8 months, as well as providing seeds and tools for about 40,000 farmers. Our grateful thanks, International Committee of the Red Cross, and Providence bless your spirit of giving. Surely such kind-hearted support brings comfort and resiliency to the people of Mali and Niger as we pray for their renewed stability and peace.
New US policy reduces the role of nuclear arsenal. On Tuesday, April 6th, US President Barack Obama unveiled the Nuclear Posture Review, which pledges that nuclear weapons will not be used toward countries in agreement with the International Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Additionally, the review states that the US will not produce a new generation of nuclear weapons. These initiatives seek to motivate other nations toward reducing stockpiles and halting development of nuclear arms. President Obama stated, "We are taking specific and concrete steps to reduce the role of nuclear weapons while deterring aggression and safeguarding the security of the American people." Further international progress is anticipated during a nuclear security meeting to be held in Washington, D.C. on April 12th to 13th, with representatives from 47 countries expected to attend. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency and United States, for your noble leadership in stepping toward a vision of peace. We too share the dream and look forward to a world where all beings dwell in harmonious comfort and safety.
European Union Common Visa Code implemented. As announced by the European Commission, a new process harmonizes visa procedures, making them faster and easier for most European Union nationals to obtain. These new rules apply to the 25 countries in the Schengen zone, comprised of 22 European Union nations, as well as Norway, Iceland and Switzerland, which will all now have uniform verification and entry procedures. Visa applicants are also guaranteed shorter waiting times, with 90-day visits allowed once they are approved. Bravo, European Union, for this measure that eases travel across the continent. Such advancements surely encourage our progress toward a border-free globe, where nationals are welcomed as brethren in all countries.
Philippine former President Fidel Ramos welcomed by Loving Heart. During a recent visit to Formosa or Taiwan, His Excellency Fidel V. Ramos, 12th President of the Philippines and Chairman of the Ramos Peace and Development Foundation, accepted an invitation from our Formosan or Taiwanese Association members to a gourmet dinner in honour of his birthday at Loving Hut in Taipei. This international group of vegan restaurants has expanded from Supreme Master Ching Hai's concept of promoting a more compassionate world. Mr. Ramos's own legacy of peace and assistance to people had been recognized with the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
For the celebratory occasion, she sent flowers and best wishes for his birthday. As the esteemed statesman, joined by former First Lady Amelita Martinez Ramos and other attending Philippine and Formosan dignitaries, enjoyed a special 10-course vegan banquet. In addition, His Excellency was presented with two fine longevity lamps designed by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The former president expressed delight and conveyed his thanks for Supreme Master Ching Hai's kindness.
We're here with the warm hospitality of all of you, and we are in touch with Supreme Master Ching Hai. We have sent each other greetings, and we are most happy to have her support in the kind of work that your international association and our foundation are doing for peace and development for the people around the world.
We are greatly honored and joyful to have been part of welcoming Your Excellency Fidel V. Ramos, the former First Lady, and dignitaries in your visit to Formosa. May heaven grace the Philippine and Formosan people with shared futures of happiness.
Newly enacted U.S. law imposes restrictions on tobacco sales. The Prevent All Cigarette Trafficking, or PACT Act, passed by Congress and signed into law by President Barack Obama, bans U.S. mail delivery of cigarettes and other tobacco products. It also imposes sales tax on all cigarettes purchased through the Internet and on Native American reservations. The PACT Act seeks especially to protect youths from engaging in the harmful habit of smoking by preventing purchases made at lower prices and without proper identification. We laud this new initiative, Your Excellency, U.S. legislators, and United States, that helps protect the well-being of citizens. Blessed be such measures in leading the way to the clean and healthy air of a smoke-free world.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
U.S. boy saves mom from attack. Late at night, 11-year-old Luis Retiguin awakened to hear his mother cry out for help as an intruder with a weapon entered their apartment in Chicago, Illinois. Even though young Luis was half the man's size, he rushed to defend his mom. As he suddenly had the thought to dial 911 emergency services, the intruder ran away. Although both mom and son sustained injuries, they were released from the hospital the following day. Luis's mother, Susana Retegwin, said, "I love him more than ever. I'm so proud of him. He saved my life." Young Luis, we are touched and applaud your loving bravery to save your mother. May God bless you both with a speedy recovery and many more cherished moments together.
For his valiant actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Luis Retegwin with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $1,000 to help with his and his mum's recovery. Save our planet. Drought strikes across global continents. In Latin America, Bolivian authorities in 7 municipalities have declared states of emergency due to dry conditions damaging 80% of crops. Municipalities like Lagunillas, that rarely ever experienced droughts in the past, now have lost all their crops. Honduras also declared a state of emergency on March 23rd due to drought and famine. And across the world, the Philippines has also witnessed crop failure from drought that impacted 23 provinces. In China, prolonged lack of rain has stricken at least 5 of the southwestern provinces, with the nation's State Forestry Administration reporting that the persistent drought has damaged young saplings and animal habitats, as well as increasing the risk of forest fires.
To help counter these effects, the Chinese government allocated $586 million for emergency relief to supply water to over 19 million affected people. Meanwhile, in South Sudan, drought and conflict has caused sudden alarming increased rates of malnutrition. Aid agencies warn of a food shortage crisis where nearly half of the children under 5 are malnourished. Finally, in the United States, California's director of the Department of Water Resources, Mark Cohen, expressed concern of this year's expected water shortages. However, in a brief respite from such conditions, California welcomed the blessings of rain over the Easter weekend in early April that have helped replenish some main water reservoirs. And in central Aulac or Vietnam, several months of hot dry weather have been relieved by a rain that has provided much needed moisture for thousands of hectares of coffee and other crops.
We thank all the governments for their efforts to relieve the suffering from these acute drought conditions, as we pray that the dry spells being endured by many countries is alleviated with our better care for the planet and each other.
In an October 2009 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai once again expressed her deep concern and sympathy for the drought afflicted, urging for actions to curb its impact.
People are dying from drought. People are leaving their villages, their hometown, because they don't have any more water to drink. Some die on the road because of starvation. Some die on the road of looking for water. This is very, very tragic. I hope we all wake up, and wake up quick, to save our people, to save our home. Because many of our world co-citizens are not aware that many of our other co-citizens are dying because of lack of water. And lack of water means lack of food, lack of security. Water means everything to our existence. We must conserve the water. We must do everything we can. And the first step to begin is to be vegan, because animal industry use 70% more of the clean water of our planet.
Save our planet. Officials in Iraq's Saladin Province Antiquities Department call for greater protection of the 4,500-year-old Assyrian capital city of Assur, where 30 meters of the original Tigris River embankment have already been washed away.
Save our planet. Singaporean community members in the Balat district of Brunei gather for an annual event to clean nature trails and help mend bridges in the forest preserve region to show their appreciation for nature and to encourage further environmental conservation.
Save our planet. Pre-production models of the Chevrolet Volt, US automaker General Motors' first plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, are now being released for testing, with general availability expected by January 2011.
the panda, a vegan, with a health tip. When storing letters, hang them horizontally off the floor. This makes it much easier when getting them out for use and also prevent tripping. Racks or hooks and brackets attached to a wall will help keep the letter secure. A big thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
In humanitarian news, Timor-Leste expresses appreciation to Cuba for assistance. 39 Cuban doctors were saluted with a grateful send-off. The health professionals are returning to their native country after 2 years on remote areas of the island in Southeast Asia, providing medical help. Heaven bless you, Cuban physicians, for your caring efforts to the gentle people of Timor-Leste. May countries continue to extend helping hands and loving hearts to brethren around the world.
In medical news, many are helped to regain or develop brain power. Dr. Sandra Chapman, founder and chief director of the Center for Brain Health at the University of Texas at Dallas, USA, has initiated several studies based on the concept of neuroplasticity, or the ability of the brain to grow and change. A program of concentration-based exercises has been created, which has been successful in assisting patients to recover from traumatic brain injuries. In addition, Dr. Chapman believes that older people can significantly develop their mental faculties. She said, "People in their 80s and 90s can do incredible things. They may do them a little bit slower, but they can do them at a much deeper level." Our genuine thankfulness, Dr. Sandra Chapman and all others involved in this amazing field of research. May the well-being of body, mind, and spirit herald a kind and joyous future for all beings. Coming up, and where a canine locates a man in need. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be back. More cheerful news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beneficial news for a helpful world. In animal news, Alice the canine leads caregivers to an injured man. Mr. Gary McNally and his wife Claudine were out walking with their three dog companions in a park in Ranui, New Zealand, early one morning, when Alice alerted them to look in a certain direction. There they found a 19-year-old in need of medical attention. Mr. McNally immediately phoned for emergency services, helped the young man to lie down in recovery position, and put his sweater around him. The injured was then taken to Auckland Hospital. Bravo, beautiful Alice, for being such a smart helper. Our appreciation also, Mr. McNally, for your quick action to save the teen. May he soon make a full recovery and return to joyful walks in nature.
Let's enjoy a joke entitled Smart Dogs, told in Azerbaijani.
Ağıllı it. İki kadının iti var idi. Söz aparırlar ki, hansı itlerinden biri ağıllıdır. Birinci kadın deyər ki, mənim itim elə ağıllıdır ki, hər səhər qəzet gətirəni gözləyər, gəlsin və qəzeti götürüb mənə gətirər. İkinci qadın isə, bilirəm. Birinci qadın, necə bilirsiniz? İkinci qadın deyər, mənim itim dedi.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Supreme Master Television은 정말 지구를 구할 수 있는 모든 정보가 있군요. 고통받는 동물 친구들을 생각하면 눈물이 앞을 가립니다. 도시 생활을 하다 보니 거리의 비둘기들, 길 고양이들처럼 주변의 동물들에게 모두가 조금씩만 먹을 것을 나눈다면 굶주리는 동물들이 사라질 텐데라는 생각이 들었습니다. 저도 미약하지만 동물들의 고통을 줄이고 지구를 구하는 데 힘을 보태고 싶습니다. 건승을 기원합니다. 한국 서울에서 폴.
Caring Paul, thank you for your thoughtful note. Surely if we all join together, we can accomplish miracles. As Supreme Master Ching Hai and noted scientists have told us, the low emissions vegan diet is our best hope now for saving our planet. Please share this urgent fact with all you can. You can visit suprememastertv.com/SOS and use free of charge any information. May the light of the divine shine on you and the pure-hearted Korean people.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May our world be granted everlasting peace and happiness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In preparation for the upcoming summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, OLAC or Vietnam, as current chair, opens a press center offering internet-ready computers and other media-related amenities for arriving journalists.
His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan welcomes Kazakhstan's Minister Karim Masimov to Amman, where the two leaders discuss enhancing bilateral cooperation in the areas of the economy, construction, tourism, agriculture and energy.
As a member of the board for New York Coalition for Healthy School Food, British charity campaigner and vegan Heather Mills often visits with teachers and students to raise awareness of the benefits of the plant-based diet.
In a meeting with Yemen's Undersecretary of the Foreign Ministry, Mohi al-Din al-Dabi, the US Ambassador to Yemen, Stephen Sesh, confirms the United States' support of Yemeni stabilization and peace.
A delivery of cement for a United Nations reconstruction project arrives in Gaza, Palestine, through an Israeli crossing along with a commercial shipment of clothing and shoes for the Palestinian people.
In his Easter letter to the government, His Holiness and Beatitude Catholicos Patriarch of All Georgia, Ilya II, affirms the importance of improving relations with neighboring countries through peaceful diplomacy.
Former American Idol and meat-free advocate Carrie Underwood donates $10,000 to the Badawi Manhattan Animal Shelter in New York, USA, to help provide for the companions' needs as they await forever-loving homes.
In Darhir village of Afghanistan's Paktia province, a team of National Army and International Security Assistance Force soldiers provide free medical care to some 450 patients, including 200 children.
Mauritanian Interior Minister Ould Mohamed Bolil and his Turkish counterpart Beşir Atalay sign an agreement to work together in enhancing harmonious law and order in their countries.
A team of Russian, American and German doctors successfully complete Russia's first artificial heart transplant designed to allow the patient to function normally for up to 6 months while awaiting an organ donation.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.